Well, I've seen quite a few presentations involving climate models, and the Hadley model doesn't stand out as a particularly brilliant model in terms of models, so goodness knows why exactly they chose it. I just think the salesman from the Hadley Centre in the UK, where, you know, they've got permanently, I don't know, maybe 400 modellers, they just do a sales pitch all around the world trying to get other people to use their model. They must have been very good salesmen, I think. So the sort of inputs then, you input the greenhouse gases that you're concerned with, for instance these guys here. You input the solar radiation. What were our GWPs? Yep. We put in basic sort of GIS information on the... Yep. How do they differ from RWPs? Which is the relative warming potential. Okay, one of them deals with the characteristics of the gas, the other one deals with the characteristics of the gas and the emissions. Yeah, so that's where the relative one comes in. Okay, problems that are associated with this then are the fluxes are often inaccurately known. For instance, carbon dioxide, we know what's been emitted from power stations, we can calculate from cars, but land clearing is a massive one. And just trying to track down where exactly the land clearing is going on. There are often very slow burning fires, for instance, in the Amazon that go in the subcanopy region. And these subcanopy fires, you can't even track with satellites to even see that they exist, but they release large amounts of CO2. The acid sulfate soils the other day, as I said, there was massive releases of carbon dioxide there, and people weren't even aware that that was going on. The other thing that's a major one is the human population is going up at a phenomenal rate, and the amount of CO2 then that that population is involved with releasing to the atmosphere then is strictly related to the number of people. So trying to estimate exactly what's going on here is important. The chemistry that's involved in the atmosphere is complex, so we know that the hydroxyl radical is our main cleanup chemical. The sum of the chemistry then is called an indirect effect, where some of the molecules will actually break down and form quite hot greenhouse gases. The ozone in the stratosphere, the formation of it warms up the stratosphere. That takes out radiation, and as a result, that then cools down the troposphere. So we now are putting the ozone layer back into good shape by not releasing CFCs, and as we do that, that hopefully is actually improving the situation down below in terms of our radiative forcing at the tropopause. So there's this very complex balance of what's going on. The aerosols are involved in formation of clouds. The clouds, then we could see that was maybe a plus or minus 3 variation in the global temperature as a result of what's going on with the clouds. The other big one is the sea circulation. So the sea is able to moderate the global temperature. Which parameters of the water are involved in moderating global temperature? That's the circulation, but what about characteristics of water itself? They contribute it to it. Yeah, what's that called? Yeah, that's good. That's one. Okay, so you've got one parameter. What's the second one? Two very important parameters, though. Yeah, it's the specific heat capacity, which is the amount of heat per gram of material to increase the temperature by a degree C. So they're pivotal things in then controlling the global temperature. Specific heat capacity. Latent heat of vaporization. Yeah. So one of them is given the symbol LE, that's your latent heat of evaporation, and the other one's C subscript S, specific heat capacity. Now I like to ask about those so to make sure that you feel comfortable with how they work. So the thermohaline circulations then, the general details are well understood, the specific details of what's going on at the bottom of the ocean are less well understood. And so any inaccuracy in fluid flow there then influences what's going on in terms of the heat balance. So there are lots of areas that people are working on to try and improve the data.